Hello and welcome to my first podcast. I might sound fake, but when I'm excited, I'm just something wrong with my thorax or something. But I want to talk about Lappenberger, right? My sister has been asking about 30,000 ringgit for my parents for the past 2 weeks. She wants to get into Lappenberger thing. I saw a sort of sheet of paper somewhere. I got it from my sister through my parents, that you can actually download the stuff, actually look at it. It's up in my website. There's a link at this post that you can go at, and there's a illustration of it there. If you look at it, if you look at it properly, it's obvious, so obvious, that one way or another the real flow of income is actually the recruitment fee. Yes, fee. That's fee, not free, right? I mean, come on. They are selling piece of crap. And I don't know whether it's real. I mean, come on. They are selling some sort of aromatherapy stuff that they claim to, I mean, to be able to cure migraine and stuff. I mean, come on. For, this is like $100, something like that. But I don't know about you, but for me, if I had a migraine or something, I go down the store, take an aspirin or something. I buy a Panadol, paracetamol, aspirin, whatever, for about less than a ringgit, less than a dollar. I mean, a few cents, for God's sake. I didn't spend like $100 on stupid stuff that I could get for at a fraction of cost. But seriously, in the end, easiest way to break even is by recruiting others and get the 30,000 ringgit. 30,000 ringgit from somebody else, and that's Ponzi, and that's terrible. I thought this was a limited case, but obviously it's not. If you go to Brand New Malaysia by Max Zulkifli, you realize it. The government really need to do something. My father has been calling the Ministry of Consumer Affairs and Trade something, I don't know. Yeah. The trick is to actually get as many people to write letters to the ministry and whatever relevant authorities. I actually suggested to my mother to actually make a police report, but she told me that there might not be enough evidence and too much hassle. I don't know. We totally need to get back at this thief. As an aside, a more serious matter. It's about gaming, maybe. This is a person that's telling others that Mud and Morpeak are the same thing. Yes, totally. I agree. I mean, how could they be different? If there was no graphics, if there was no GeForce or whatever thing out there right now on the market, you would play World of Warcraft like this. Starfire! Woohoo! Rejuvenation! / travel form! / swoosh back! / root! Oh shit! Morlock! / moonfall! Travel form! Run! / swoosh back! Too many hearts! / historic! Ironforge! Oh baby, couldn't get any better than this.